This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Most states don't allow trans people to correct their names on marriage certificates, even after going through a legal name change. Christine Hatfield reports lawmakers and advocates hope to make Illinois the second state to permit marriage certificate name changes.
Cato Lindholm says he's had a fairly good experience as a trans man living in the Chicago suburbs. He says he feels like he really hasn't had problems until he needed to get his name changed on his marriage certificate.
When the whole marriage certificate came about, suddenly it was a roadblock and it couldn't be done. And, you know, I did not understand that, to be honest.
Lindholm has to use his marriage certificate to prove he's married to his partner so he can go on his partner's health insurance. He says the barrier adds emotional stress to the process.
Every time, you know, you get that little bit of sweat, you get that little bit of, okay, now I have to out myself. Will this work? And that's why this is important. You know, I shouldn't have to go through that process.
Lindholm says he knows government can be slow, but it should be there to serve people.
If you make demands on trans people to make sure the documents are correct, then you also have to make all the documents available. That's basically how I see it.
And that's how State Senator Sarah Feigenholz of Chicago sees it. She's the Senate sponsor on the bill that would make it possible for trans people to get their marriage certificates changed to the right name.
This is really just an alignment thing. You know, your marriage certificate, your birth certificate, all these important documents have to reflect the same thing.
The bill would make it so county clerks have to issue a new marriage certificate when they receive legal documents indicating a name change. Feigenholz says it's ridiculous to limit how people can get their documents aligned.
Marriage certificates that limit, like, choices to bride and groom or force people to take their dead name and use it or to keep it and have it around, it's not a reflection of who they are or what their marriage looks like today.
The bill could also help eliminate some of the stigma and discrimination trans people face. That's according to Mike Zeri, the director of public policy with LGBTQ advocacy group Equality Illinois.
It's being able to reduce those barriers, the possible harassment that would come from having all your other documents aligned except the marriage certificate.
Other advocates say this proposal is such a small thing compared to the other issues trans people can face. Elizabeth Ricks is a legal director and staff attorney with the organization Chicago House, which runs the Trans Life Care Program.
We have trained people to consider it a gift just to have legislation that makes it so you don't get murdered as easily, right? There isn't expansive, thriving legislation encouraging people's lives and breaking out of the system of laws written by cis people through a cis lens.
Cisgender people are people who identify with the gender they were assigned at birth. Rick says when efforts to fix the marriage certificate law started, no state allowed for name changes on those documents. California eventually became the first state to allow marriage certificate name changes. Rick says laws like those aren't creating special privileges. She says they're including people who've been left out up to this point.
We have a very narrow set of laws that only fit a narrow set of people, and we have a lot of catching up to do to make laws that make sense for everyone.
Rick says she hopes other states will follow Illinois' lead.
I think we're really lucky to be in Illinois where we can do these forward-moving bills that go and fill in these gaps instead of always having to play defense like our colleagues in other states where trans kids are being denied health care and access to educational activities.
As for Senator Feigenholz, she says she wants to keep taking steps ahead for the trans community in Illinois so people can live a life that reflects their identity.
We're fully aware that the trans community has taken a really huge burden, and these archaic laws are going to change.
The bill passed the Illinois House and Senate on bipartisan votes in April and May, respectively. It awaits a potential signature from Governor J.B. Pritzker. I'm Christine Hatfield.
The name change legislation is not the first trans-affirming bill to pass the General Assembly this year. Another, also sponsored by Feigenholz, would let people correct or remove gendered language from marriage certificates.